I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
I was never the strongest guy. I'm not the fastest guy. Not the smartest guy. But I will work. And I will work hard. I will be up when my competitor's asleep. I will be up when my enemy is curled up in bed. I will be up getting after it.
The commodity that I see the majority of people who aren't getting the places they want, aren't achieving the things that they want, is strictly based on hustle. It's strictly based on being outworked. It's strictly based on missing crucial opportunities.
What would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? You'd be who knows how much more efficient, 10 times more efficient, 20 times more efficient. You have no idea how efficient people get, because you're not everything you could be, and you know it.
There are those of you with phones, and every new phone that comes out, you get it. Every upgrade, you get it. Every piece of software, you get it. You are upgrading your technology, and you've not upgraded yourself. I'm obsessed with improvement. Every day I'm getting better. I'm obsessed with this. As long as I'm alive, I won't stop. This ain't no hobby. And the reason why your life is where it is, the thing that means the most to you, is a hobby. It's a hobby. The reason why some of you can be stopped is you're doing it for yourself. And guess what happens when you get tired? When you're grinding, grinding hurts. Grinding is a sacrifice. Grinding costs. When you're grinding and your body tell you you hurt, when you're doing it for you, you stop. When you hurt, you stop. When you feel pain, you stop. When you tired, you stop. When you disappointed, you stop. When somebody get in your ear, you stop. When you doing it for somebody else, when you like that lion, if I don't grind, if we don't grind, if I don't grind, they don't eat. That person that you think about has to be louder than the snooze button. So when you think about Granny, you gotta think about, do I hit the snooze button or do I get up and make it happen for Granny? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Who are you doing this for? So the days I want to hit that alarm clock, I think about my why. I can't quit. I can't stop. I can't get tired. My mama counting on me. My wife is counting on me. This is why I grind. This is why I work. This is why I hustle. My grandma called and said, grandson, you all over the world. When you gonna get some rest? I said, when I die, grandma. Because every single inch I can get, I'm gonna take it. Every gig I get, I kill it. I have an opportunity of a lifetime. Every single time, I've got to be in beast mode 24/7. Every opportunity is the last opportunity. Every opportunity, I have to reprove myself again. Why? Because the day you become content is the day you die. This has everything to do with pride. Have some pride. When you give effort, don't give no 70% away. You give 120%. Every time, extreme effort. Why? Because this is what I do. This is my lane. This is your lane. You gotta murder it. Because life is gonna give you back what you give it. What's gonna separate you from everybody else? Growth is the greatest separator between men. That's next level. That's saying that although I'm already great at what I do, I'm ready to dig deeper. I'm ready to make another sacrifice. I'm ready to go somewhere everybody else ain't ready to go. Why? Because I'm ready to take it to the next level. All I want y'all to do this year is stop doing what they doing. If you want to take your business to the next level, you have to stop doing what everybody else is doing. You have to stop doing what's comfortable. You have to stop doing what's convenient. And you got to find difficult. And you got to wake up every day and do difficult until you master it. And once you master difficult, you separate yourself from everybody else. If you stop doing what they doing, you're going to be a champion. Separate yourself. If you're not the best in your position, why are you playing? Why are you having fun? Why are you rewarding yourself for something you hadn't accomplished? This is the time to work. You better take the short time you have and be the best that you can be. Because they pay you different when you're the best. The perks are different when you're the best. You don't stop when you're tired. You stop when you're done. You stop when you complete it, when you execute it. I'm not talking about putting forth effort because your coach told you to. I'm not talking about coming to class on time for your teacher. I'm not talking about your boss. I'm talking about doing it for you. Self-pride, self-respect. I'm talking about at the end of the day, you being able to look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm proud of myself. You want to feel good about yourself because you put forth every single fiber, every single effort that you have, you put in your foot. Set the standard, then raise the standard, then uphold the standard every single day. Principles over feelings. It's not about how I feel. What's the principle? You are where you are because of your feelings. You're not on principles right now. You would be a millionaire right now if you stopped going back to bed. Yeah, you got the mentor. Yeah, you got the book. So what? The books can't make you get your butt up. You know what you want, but you are not personally willing to do the work it takes to get it. What you're trying to do is do what you've done on this level and get the next level. You're like, I'm getting up every day. I'm putting in 2.5. I'm putting in 3, and I'm not getting the opportunity. The opportunity might require 3.5. I'm lifting weights. I'm eating right, and I'm not getting the opportunity. It might require getting up and working out 3.5. It might require you saying no to your friends. It might require you changing your diet. It might require you moving to another city. Whatever it takes, you got to be willing to do it. And you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else.
Stop blaming and take full responsibility. If you have the courage, if you got the guts to say, it's my fault, then you also have the courage and the guts to do something about it and bring about change. You got to put in 5,000 hours, 10,000 hours. You got to grind, and you ain't going to see nothing when you first start grinding. Ain't nothing coming in. Or you might look up and see a little success, and then it's going to stop. And you're like, what happened? Nothing. Keep grinding. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working. Just shut up and grind and let your grind speak for you. We ain't got to tell them who we are. We just keep grinding, and they're going to figure it out.
I need you to wake up every day and say, today ain't the day for my day coming. I will not stop. I will not give up. I will not give in until my day comes.
The thing is, when you look back on your life, you don't remember these days. You don't remember how cold it was. A little bit of sleep you might have missed, but getting out of bed early. What you do remember is coming up second place, third place, not first place. Because success doesn't know these things about cold or early or tired. It just knows if you showed up or not. The difference between someone successful and someone that's not successful is not their ability. The differential is their desire.
There are two ways to be successful. And I don't subscribe to the first one. That's just natural talent. And I just don't believe people who are naturally talented are better than me. I believe effort, and you've heard me say it, your mama might come from privilege. Your daddy might come from privilege. Your daddy might own a company. You might have a father that can give you everything your little heart desires, but you will not outwork me. Why? Because I realize that the bigger the dream, the more effort you're gonna have to put in. I'm saying that some of you in this room, you might have small beginnings. You might not have a lot of money. You might not have a lot of resources. And I need you to understand that the bigger your dream is, the earlier you're going to have to get up. The longer you're going to have to stay up.
I'm talking about concrete commitment. I'm talking about the commitment that says, I am going to stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've set it in has left. Because I think we all know in this room, character's not something that we inherit. Character's something we gotta wake up every single day, we gotta fight, and we gotta build it.
See, some of you have dreams and goals, but hard work, you can't get around it. I wish there was a magic wand that I could wave that your passion, your dream, that thing you want to achieve, it could just happen, but it can't. Hard work is required. Hard work works, and you know what's great about our culture, y'all? The world's lazy. It's a good thing for you and me. Nobody wants to do it. Everybody will talk about it. Everybody will post about it. But nobody wants to roll up their sleeves and just go get it.
You got to begin with the end in mind. So whatever your dream or your goal is, you got to wake up every day to it. You got to go to bed with it. You got to read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do, got to pour into that dream. I understand it is in the process that you get better. It's in the process that don't nobody know your name, and 5 years later, you're one of the best in the world. Why? The process. I don't get up at 3 o'clock in the morning because I'm broke. Then why do you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning? Because I ain't finished yet. I am not phenomenally skilled, but I'm phenomenally real. My IQ may never change, but my will changes every year. I get stronger and stronger and more determined. Why? Because it's in my DNA. I make the decisions every single day to be successful or to be a failure. We're not dealing with chance no more, baby. This all choice.
If you are not that talented, you can beat them with time. You can get to the spot before they get to the spot. Get your butt up and get there. Get up. Act like you playing basketball. Act like you playing football. Compete. That's what bothers me. Many of y'all are not competing. I need effort. Compete. Act like you playing football. Go in that doggone classroom. Compete. Many of you have lost your competitive edge. Get your competitive edge back. I'm not against no other motivational speaker. I'm just competitive.
When you dedicate your life, you don't care anything about the odds. When the dream is big enough, the odds don't matter.
When you're working, you have a wall to break through. A friend of mine runs a marathon, and he says, when he's running the 26-mile marathon, he said, let's say that hypothetically, that 18th mile is the wall. He said, Les, when you get there and you're running, he says, everything in you is telling you to stop, to give up. Every muscle is aching. And you're saying to yourself, I can't do it. I can't do it. And you just keep on, and you keep on, and you keep on. It seems like you're moving at slow motion. And then eventually when you break through that 18-mile wall, then you know it's like done, and you're on automatic, and you glide on in. And you know it's there. You know you're going to get to the finish line. And we've all had experiences where we were working on something, and we knew it was possible, and we did those things that were necessary to bring it into reality. We took the responsibility to make it happen. Other people couldn't see it. A lot of people didn't believe it. You were attacked. You were criticized. People were opposing you, but you kept on doing it. It was hard. It was rough. It was difficult, but to you, it was worth it, and eventually you got to a level, you know, can't nothing stop me now. I'm on the move. This ain't for the weak and the uncommitted. Sometimes it's gonna hurt. Sometimes it's gonna be painful. Sometimes you're not gonna be able to walk. But if you want it, you gotta go get it. You gotta play hard for it. Yep, it's difficult. Yep, why? Because the process is weeding out the weak.
You're working out and you wanna die. Feel the pain happening in your legs as you rep out one more squat. Because it'll be all the more pleasurable when you reach the inevitable other end of the spectrum where you're laying in your hammock, sipping on a protein shake. Boy, I really went hard. I really went hard on that set. I really went hard in my career. I really went hard in life. Go hard and die hard.
There's going to be more times that you don't want to do something than you do want to. You are constantly going to have to do things that you do not want to do.
You have to force yourself. Anything that's a break from your routine is going to require force. And the only way you'll get it is by forcing yourself to be uncomfortable.
What are you doing to make your next effort your best effort? Are you reaching deep down inside to fight through everything that you're going through right now? Or are you settling to be where you are at this current moment? You need to work an hour longer. You need to run just a little faster. You need to put 5 more pounds on the rack. That's the effort you need to be great. That's the sacrifice that you have to put in order for you to get to the next level that you need to be at. It's going to take the dog mentality. It's gonna take you getting a hold of this thing and not letting go. You're gonna have to fight and fight till you can't fight anymore. If you put in your mind at this moment that whatever it takes, I will do whatever I have to do to get to the other side. You can strive for 100%. You may get to 99, but that 1%, it can hurt more than anything. 1% is injuries. 1% is bumps and bruises. 1% is sweat, blood, and tears every single day. But when you're down and you feel out, just remember this is that 1%. You need to put more energy into what you're doing than anybody else. So you're getting up at 4 and it ain't working. Get up at 3:30. So you read the book once and you didn't get it. Read it twice. Read it 3 times.
You do a little extra effort here. You take whatever's normal and you do a little extra to it. That's what makes it extraordinary. What's that extra? The extra rep. Getting up at an extra half hour earlier. Those little extras combined to a word called extra. With ordinary together to make extraordinary.
Stop going about the day as a servant. Become the master. Run your day and stop having it run you. Believe in yourself.
think that 1 of 100 hasn't believed. Instead of just jaw jet talk of intent. Huge differential there. Differential somebody's a guru in life, and the other one taking the most of the opportunity to be a pine of life. Remembrance, otherwise forgotten.
People who succeed, people who are true champions, do when they don't feel like. They execute every day, whether they're sick, whether they're tired, whether it's raining, whether it's snowing, whether it's a fucking hurricane, it doesn't matter. People who win execute. People who don't only execute on the days they feel good. That's the difference between everything you've ever wanted and everything you currently have. You can execute, and you execute on the days you feel good, and you execute on the days you feel like shit, and you execute when it's raining, and you execute when it's snowing, and you execute when your legs broke. It doesn't fucking matter. Winners execute, losers only execute when they feel like it. Instant gratification versus delayed gratification. Losers always take instant gratification. What's good for me now? What do I feel like doing now? That's loser mentality. Winner's mentality is, I know what I gotta do, and I do it today, I do it tomorrow, and I do it every motherfucking day from here until the end of time, and then I do it some more. That's winning.
Most people get a little bit of success, man. They are able to pay their bills. They're able to buy a car. They're able to live in a decent house. They're able to compete with their high school buddies or their circle of friends, and they're doing okay in that circle of friends, and that's where they stay. And they stay there until they die. And I want you to think about that. That's how people get in ruts. And the only thing difference between a rut and a grave is the depth of the hole. The degree of which you're rewarded is directly proportional to the degree of hard work that you put in. Your life is a monument to the difficulty and the pain, and the frustration, and the that you have to deal with on a daily basis, and how good you are dealing with it. And not only how good you are dealing with it, how good you are at asking for fucking more. Being successful in life, building the life that you want, is going to take constant evolution. It is going to take constant progression. It is going to take a constant discipline towards looking for the next hardest path.
You have to make yourself uncomfortable on a consistent basis. The things that you're afraid to do, the action you're afraid to take, you got to take it. When you feel uncomfortable, you know what? I'm conditioning myself for success.
When you say to yourself, your parents say to you, maybe your parents instilled this in you, maybe it was your teacher that said to you, just be comfortable, just be happy, just get enough. No, we want freedom. I don't want comfort. You want to have an exciting, adventurous life. I want prosperity and abundance. I don't want comfort.
If you have a habit that you do things on a consistent basis that you don't usually do, it makes you scared. It scares the out of you. It makes you stretch your comfort zone. And if you do that, not one time, not two times, not three times, but hundreds and hundreds of times on a consistent basis, that is the habit, not just to be successful, but to stay successful.
Download this video and audio by becoming a member at benlionelscott.com. Plus, get early access to all new content and hundreds of exclusive videos.